Welcome, welcome, welcome to HR Audio number 5. Today we talked about human capital management. Human capital management, HCM, is concerned with obtaining, analyzing, and reporting on data that inform the direction of value-adding people management, strategic, investment, and operational decision at corporate level and the level of frontline management. The nature of human capital management. The Accounting for People Task Force report in 2003 stated that HCM involved the systematic analysis, measurement, and evaluation of how people, policies, and practices create value. The report emphasized that HCM should be regarded as an approach to people management that deals with it as a high-level strategic issue, rather than a matter to be left to HR. However, Wright and McMahon in 2011 warned that human capital should not be treated as a form of capital owned and controlled by the firm. To do so would miss the complexity of the construct and continue to ignore the human in a strategic HRM. The defining characteristics of HCM is the use of metrics to guide an approach to managing people that regards them as asset and emphasizes that competitive advantage is achieved by strategic investment in those assets through employee engagement and retention, talent management, and learning and development programs. HCM relates HR strategy to business strategy. The concept of HCM is underpinned by the concept of human capital as explained below. The concept of human capital. Human capital consists of the knowledge, skills, and the abilities of the people employed in an organization. Each individual in the organization has characteristics that comprise human capital. He or she also engaged in the processing of information, interpretation and reaction of the information in making choices about how to feel and behave. The aggregation of human capital we propose constitutes the organization of units human capital. Human capital constitutes a key element of the market worth of a company. A research study conducted in 2003 by CFO Research Services estimated that the value of human capital represented over 36% of total revenue in the typical organization. The constituents of human capital. Human capital consists of three elements: intellectual capital, social capital, and organizational capital. First, intellectual capital. The concept of human capital is associated with the overarching notion of intellectual capital, which is defined as the stocks and the flows of knowledge available of an organization. These can be regarded as intangible resources associated with people, which together with tangible resources, money and physical assets comprise the market or total value of business. Social capital is another element of intellectual capital. It consists of the knowledge derived from networks of relationships within and outside the organization. Social capital has been defined by Putnam in 1996 at the features of social life, networks, norms, and trust that enable participants to act together more effectively to pursue shared objectives. It's important to take into account social capital considerations, that is, the ways in which knowledge is developed through interaction between people, its flows as well as stocks that matter. Intellectual capital develops the changes over time, and a significant part is played in these processes by people acting together. Organizational capital. Organizational capital is the institutionalized knowledge possessed by an organization that is stored in database, manuals, etc. It's often called structured capital by Edvanson and Mallon in 1997, but the term organizational capital is preferred by Ondit, because he argues it conveys more clearly that this is the knowledge that organization actually owns. Approaches to people management raised by human capital theory. An approach to people management based on human capital theory involves obtaining answers to these questions. What are the key performance drivers that create value? What skills do we have? What skills do we need now and in the future to meet our strategic aims? How are we going to attract, develop, and retain these skills? How can we develop a culture and the environment in which organizational and individual learning takes place that meet both our needs and the needs of our employees? How can we develop for both the explicit and tacit knowledge created in our organization to be captured, recorded, and used effectively? Human capital theory helps to determine the impact of people on the business and their contribution to shareholder value. It demonstrates that HR practices produce value for money in terms of, for example, return on investment. It also provides guidance on future HR and business strategies, and data that will inform strategies and the practices designed to improve the effectiveness of people management in the organization. Thank you for listening. Please, if you like this article, subscribe us on iTunes, SoundCloud. See you in the next audio with HR Audio Program and Muhammad Sabri.